Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
We're going to take a moment now to bring you the voices of Massachusetts voters who turned out in person yesterday. And we're going to focus on two communities, one heavily Democratic that went for Hillary Clinton in 2016, and another where the majority voted for Donald Trump in the last election. WBUR's Adrian Ma brings us this Election Day postcard.
Outside the polling station at East Boston High School, it's a pretty lively scene. People are running into the building trying to cast their ballots before work. A brass band is out on the sidewalk tooting away, and low-flying jets from nearby Logan Airport are zooming overhead.
Wow, that's really close.
No, you got used to it after a while.
That's Elisangela Silva. She's 43 years old and a mother of four. And she says, yeah, she voted for Biden. But whatever the outcome of the election, there's something she'd like the future president to know.
I want them to know that I've worked very hard and my heart is into this country. And I do everything that I can to help my community, to help my neighbors. And I'd like for them to think of us when they're up there.
When she says us, part of what she means is immigrants like her. Though she's been living in the U.S. for about 20 years, she moved here from Brazil. In fact, more than half the residents of East Boston were born outside the U.S. That includes this gentleman.
My name is Abdelilah El Mokhtari, and the reason why I vote is because I want my voice to be heard.
For work, El Mokhtari drives a bus for the MBTA. And he says he wants the next president to focus on keeping people safe, on fighting racism, and of course, fighting the pandemic. For him, that meant a vote for Biden.
He talks about our community, so that's the reason I'm going to choose him.
From East Boston, I drive about 20 minutes north to the town of Saugus. On paper, there are some obvious differences between these two places. 4 years ago, the majority of voters here chose Trump. And while more than 60% of East Boston residents are Hispanic or Black or Asian, Saugus is about 90% white. Still, when I spoke to voters outside the Knights of Columbus Hall here, I did pick up on some common themes.
Regardless of the outcome of the election, what would you want the person running the next administration to know about you?
To know about me? Nothing, basically. A hardworking person.
Marianne Shula works as a scheduling coordinator at a VA hospital in Bedford. She says she wants the future president to move the country in a direction of peace.
And when you say to move it in the direction of peace, what do you mean?
Like unity, you know, all people, equality for all.
Then there was Jim Sullivan. He's 67 years old.
You know, just want to live in a country where we're safe, free to work, you know, hopefully get rid of these masks, you know.
Both Sullivan and Shula say they voted for Trump. But just like the folks I spoke to in East Boston, they say they want their future president to know this. They work hard. They care about their community. They want freedom. And after what has been an incredibly divisive campaign season, maybe that is a sliver of common ground. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Adrian Ma.